Sometimes we need to be reminded more than taught. And we've got the reminders coming your way today. Homecoming Radio.
Here we go.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hello and come on in. This is the place where Gaither Homecoming and Radio intersect. That's why we call it Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. We've lined up many of your favorites today, old and new, fresh and refreshed, and all with a message that never changes, the gospel. Let me first welcome our friends from around the globe listening in on the International Homecoming Radio Network. Boy, that sounds impressive.
That's good, yeah.
Thanks for making us part of your day and part of your week. I'm Daniel Britt, and now we say hello to these homecoming friends, now turned co-hosts. New job title for him, Kevin Williams.
Yeah.
Lauren Talley's in the house. Gene McDonald.
Hello, yes, sir.
Michael Booth.
Hello.
Mark Bishop.
What do you know?
Pat Parker.
Hi, Mom.
Welcome, Chris Blue.
Yes, what I'm
our soft
about.
Feminine side, Tori Taff. Andy Andrews.
Hey.
And the one and only Bill Gaither, who said it. Today we've gathered in an illustrative and phenomenological way.
Wow.
And we'll just save pedagogy for another day.
Coming up, yeah.
I love pedagogy.
How right you are, my friend. And my guests today have grace on full display. Brian Free and Assurance.
Ooh.
The Booth Brothers.
Yeah, you got that?
Booth. With a capital TH.
Yeah.
And Greater Vision. Hey, it's going to be a great day.
This is a great song to get started with, too. This was our whole homecoming gang on the stage at the Mabee Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're singing Power in the Blood, and then all of a sudden, Angie Prince takes you to another
Angie.
Level.
Come on.
Take us to
Sing
church,
it,
Angie.
That's right.
Thank you.
There you have it. Power in the blood of Angie Prim. That was an awesome video we did. I was there, matter of fact, right there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm a little jealous because I really wanted a piece of that song and they cut it off. That's okay. Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
My public service announcement today is in the words of Jesus, who said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." I dare you to take him up on this offer.
Wow, that's good.
I don't know if there's been a verse of scripture that's been preached any more than that one right there. It speaks to all of us.
Here's Bill and the Gaither Vocal Band.
Say yes. Yeah.
Y'all like that?
That's pretty good.
Gator Vocal Band. And that was Yes.
You like that kind of singing here today?
That's just good. That just puts you in a place.
Yes.
Pretty smooth singing there, Bill. Pretty
smooth. Oh, here we go. Yeah, it's picking up now.
Chris, you're going to love this.
Oh, boy. Oh, yes.
Every time we have to put up with this.
What do you mean have to put up?
Oh, this is
put us on the map.
We get to.
This elevates the part of the program. This really brings it up a notch. People really clamor and look forward to it. It's the part we call the word of the day. And if you know the definition, ring in. If you don't know it, sit back and listen.
Where's my bell?
Sinecure.
Sinecure.
Sinecure. I didn't understand it for Sinecure. Well, of course. I can explain if you'd like.
Of course we would.
Sinecure. Well, this salon treatment will unclog your sinus cavities and have you breathing in no time. Unlike a manicure or a pedicure, a sinecure is performed while hanging upside down. Sinuses are rinsed with distilled water and sea salt, a little bit of caramel, and then topped with a cherry. The sinecure originated in Indiana, quickly spread to Ohio, almost made it to Kentucky, but couldn't cross the river. Many of today's singers in this room routinely schedule sinecures, even have sinecure parties, sinecure Bible studies, sinecure potluck dinners. Down on the farm, you have a pile of manure sinecure. Even that's
I'm going to wet blanket you as usual.
Okay.
Because what it really means is sinecure is a noun that refers to a usually paid job or position that requires little or no work. I'm looking at you, Kevin. Here's an example. The king was in the habit of rewarding his loyal supporters with sinecures, which could work for your definition.
You know, I got some ex vocal band members who'd like to apply for that job.
Names?
It's more fun when you call names.
Where are we going?
Greater Vision.
The other trio.
Greater Vision.
Master, carest thou not that we perish? Can't you see that we're about to die? This boat we're on is surely going under. Save us now, his disciples cried. So Jesus rose to stand against the tempest, knowing his disciples had no faith. Just to prove that he was still the master, he spoke and the wind and seas obeyed. But he'd have still been God, even if he'd never calmed the storm on the raging sea. He'd have still been God, even if he'd never called the blinded eye to see. He'd have still been God, even if he'd never brought a crippled man to his feet. It's not about what he did, it's all about who he was. But even if he'd never come and found a single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God.
Mary was his loving earthly mother. She understood the purpose of her son. Ever since the angel come and told her, this child is the blessed Son of God. So when she'd see the people gather round him, watching for a miracle to prove that he would be their one and great Messiah, she just smiled, 'cause she already knew.
He has still been God, even if he never called a storm on the raging sea. He has still been God, even if he never called a blinded eye to see. He has still been God, even if he never brought a crippled man to his feet. It's not about what he did, it's all about who he was. But even if he never come and done a single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God. He has still been God,
even if he never called a storm on the raging sea.
He'd have still been God,
even if he never called a blinded eye to see.
He'd have still been God,
even if he never brought a crippled man to his feet.
Well, even if he never come and done a single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God. He'd have still been God, even if he never called a storm on the raging sea. He'd have still been God, even if he never called a blinded eye to see. He'd have still been God, even if he never brought a crippled man to his feet.
Classic Rodney Griffin song, He'd Have Still Been God. We did that as a homecoming group on stage in Ireland, and after we got finished, they all looked at us and clapped because they loved us, but they didn't understand a single word.
That's when Rodney was still thinking that you got paid by the word.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, I was reading the other day, and I came across this quote, and I wrote it down because I wanted to share it with you guys. This is one of the best things I've heard in a while. It's by a writer named Paul Francis Lanier, and he said, "Mercy is having a clear shot, but refusing to take it. Grace is using your bloody hand to help someone up who fell while wounding you."
Fantastic. That is so good. Hey, as long as you got King Jesus, you don't need nobody else. That's what Brian Free sang. Here they go sing it now.
I love it.
It's good.
Perfect. Lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated, rebuked, scorned, talked about sure as you're born. I've been up, down, almost to the ground. But
long as I got King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus,
long, long, long as I got it.
I don't need nobody else. I've been lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated, rebuked, scorned, talked about sure as you're born. I've been up, down, almost to the ground. But
long as I got King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus,
long, long, long as I got
it. I don't need nobody else. I don't need. I've been lied on, cheated, I've been talked about, mistreated, rebuked, scorned, talked about sure as you're born. I've been up, down, almost to the ground, but long, 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 long as I got King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus, I know he's a burden bearer. Heavy load sharer. He'll be your bridge over water. He'll be your doctor and a lawyer. He'll be your friend when you're friendless. He'll be your mother when you're motherless. He'll be your bread when you're hungry. He'll be your comfort when you're lonely. Long as I got King Jesus. Long as I got King Jesus.
Yeah.
Now that's from an early homecoming, a homecoming flashback, Old Friends featuring Doug Oldham.
All right, we're back here at homecoming. Andy Andrews here asking people to whoop and holler. And at home, why don't you join in and whoop and holler with us?
Holla!
Just by yourself. And if you can't whoop and holler, at least just whoop.
Andy, so, we don't advocate personal whooping. We just don't advocate.
That's true. And when you get through whooping somebody, then you can listen to some great music. How about David Phelps? He's going to sing, "We Shall Behold Him."
The sky is shining. Unfold, preparing his entrance, the stars shall applaud him with thunders of praise. Arise from
can't even think that high.
That was David Phelps.
And a great Dottie Rambo classic.
Well, you know, our goal today was to remind you that you are wanted and forgiven.
Yeah.
And the old rugged cross was just for you. Mm-hmm. Join us again next time where we will once again bring you the music and hopefully some smiles.
We put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts and events and those fun cruises and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects, link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
Believe it or not, we have great homecoming listeners in Scotland. Ooh. They are listening today, and I'm so glad I wore my kilt. And they're listening on High Energy FM. And so for all you Scotland listeners, salute.
And all good things finally have to come to an end. This has been a good day, right?
Great.
And what a group of characters that the Lord has sent us.
We're something, aren't we?
And I love it because it makes my part so easy as I age along the way. And in the afternoon, you know, in the morning, it's just the thought of being able to take a nap in the afternoon is one of the things that gets me out of bed.
We got to go, Bill. Love you.
We've had a great time. See you next time.
See you next time.
For sure.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. And you know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.